We're the Goonies.
Hello, internet? Question mark?
Hello?
It's there somewhere.
There's some internet.
Yeah.
Is the internet
How is
listening?
Everyone this week?
I am good.
Yeah? What are you?
I got
updates?
My baby a pool!
Awesome.
Oh.
I forgot is she like post. Sitting up by herself and stuff right now?
She's crawling.
I don't fucking know.
The sitting up thing lasted like a week, and then she went, oh, wait, I can move under my own power. That's what I'm going to do. And then she went from, like, crappy crawling to, like, turbo speed baby crawling.
So do you have, like, a leash yet, or?
No.
Leash training? Nothing?
No, she's not really walking, so.
He's got a shock collar.
Oh, okay. Have you got one of those fences around the yard?
I've got an invisible fence.
Oh, there you go.
I had to talk him out of the choke collar.
You didn't necessarily talk me out of it.
I was trying to talk him into it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she had a pool, and she got used to it and had fun doing all the splashing, she started crawling around in the pool, and I was always constantly going, oh, she's going to slip and get her face under the water, and I'm going to have to grab her. Nope.
Does she?
None of that.
No? Oh.
None of that. Nope. She was just all over that thing.
Huh.
And pulling down the sides, letting the water out. Got my butt.
So it's a blow-up pool.
No, no,
it's a plastic one.
It is a, it's one of the semi-rigid side ones.
Oh, I see.
And it's like a super-duper flimsy one, which is really awesome because it was like $12, and it folds right up into nothing.
Man, I wish I'd known we had one we could have given you. But 10 minutes. Okay, before your daughter was born.
It's $12 and it's not coated with olive oil. Holy shit, chat showed up.
Who?
Where have you been, chat?
Huh?
What?
There's like a dozen people in there now. Well, no, more like there's like 10. Five extra.
10 people.
There's 10, four of which are us.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
And one is Brita's mom.
Hi,
Brita mom!
Hey, my mom. My mom counts.
Oh, your mom rocks.
She does. My mom really rocks.
Did you shoot your mom this week?
Pardon me?
Did you shoot her?
No.
All right, that's another successful week, Brita.
I did have kind of an interesting week. This week. My turtle, Myra, laid an egg.
Good for her.
Well, it was kind of shocking. I've had her for 21 years, and she's never had an egg before.
That was actually one question I always had, since the pictures you've posted of her have never been specific enough for me to tell whether or not she is, in fact, a female. And
well,
so you know the sex of their of their terrapins.
Yeah, she's a female, definitely. She's laying eggs. I don't know. Just all of a sudden, she decided she's going to lay an egg. And it freaked me the hell out. And so I made a veterinary appointment for her. And apparently eggs are signs of really good health. And
oh, good.
Yay turtle.
It's all the crickets.
I guess it's the crickets.
She kicked the shit out of them. That was awesome.
She's laying unfertilized eggs.
Yes.
Right now.
For now.
Unless she's sneaking out.
Brown chicken mountain.
No.
Yeah, but what if she's sneaking out in the night after you go to bed?
No, she's in the house. It's not like she can reach the doorknob of her
bedroom. She might be climbing down the trellis.
You said they're very good climbers.
How do you think those turtles get up on those posts?
Oh, Gordon, I have no idea. But so it was kind of a weird week. I didn't know what to make of her. It was like, you know, it was like. You're living with someone for 21 years, and all of a sudden they're a stranger. It's like, who are you? You're laying eggs all of a sudden. Yeah,
hey, to be fair, Brita, when I had a turtle, mine was a male, and ever so often he'd have turtle boner time.
Yes, boy turtles. Oh, I lived with a boy turtle my first year of college, and all the time with the turtle boners, all the time.
Yep.
Which is another reason why I knew Myra was not a boy, because she has never had a, you know.
Also, you can tell if she has a flat or a concave plastron.
Right, she has a flat one. So.
Yep, because she's a Chiquita, which we've already ascertained because male turtles don't lay eggs.
Don't lay eggs, yeah. But even she has very red eyes for a girl.
Oh, that's another way to tell.
And boy turtles usually have brown eyes. Girl turtles have brown eyes. Boy turtles have red eyes.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, yeah.
She has very red eyes for a girl turtle.
Does that make her a turtle cross-dresser?
I don't know. I just think she's fancy.
It makes her a tortoise cross-dresser because, again, she is a terrestrial terrapin.
She is, yeah. She's just fancy. She likes to accessorize.
But, yeah, the plastron shapes the giveaway. Yeah. I think you can also tell by the length of the tail in relation to the clock. Well, but
yeah, and also laying a gigantic fucking egg.
Is it big?
It was, compared to the size of her body, it was huge.
How big was this egg?
Well, she's about the size of, like, a hamburger, you know?
Yeah.
And her egg was, like, 2 inches?
Yeah.
Big.
By the way, whenever you're talking about eggs, you always need to talk in terms of fruit or sports equipment.
Huh?
Why? You know, ping pong ball, fig.
Oh.
Lime.
Well, it was very oblong, so I really can't say.
Lime. 2 inches, that's definitely in the lime category.
I don't know. It was big, though. I when I first saw it, I had no idea what it was. It freaked me.
Did you fry that sumbitch up?
No, I put it in the compost pile.
Turtle omelet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Marco does with his chickens. Major Claude Hill fries up his chicken's eggs.
I'm not eating my turtle egg because it's just weird.
It probably tastes disgusting, too, given all the earthworms and cricket sheets.
I've got to like imagine bugs.
I can imagine it's kind of yucky.
Predator eggs can't taste very well, I would think.
I have no idea. It's in the compost pile.
Well, chickens eat bugs, don't they? Their eggs are fine.
That is true.
I don't really consider chickens to be predators, though.
Well, they're as predatory as tortoises.
It's kind of hard. Myra was like a meat eater.
Yeah, she's very much a predator. She will hunt down those bugs.
That's right. Turtles are killing machines.
Yeah, she is. Anyway, that's my news for the week. It's kind of big news. I mean, after 21 years, it's huge.
Well, that's right.
Jay, what's new in vagina?
What?
As a percentage of Myra's lifespan, isn't she, like, just hitting the teen years, really?
You know, I don't know.
I don't know if box turtles live, like, ridiculously long, but they are, I mean, almost all terrapins are really long-lived. Okay. I had mine for I think about 18 years.
And what did you do to kill it?
Went to college, really. I think the big thing was just, but at the same time, I mean, he was old, and he got some sort of respiratory infection. I think he was wheezing.
Oh.
Wheezing turtle.
Wheezing turtle.
Be a really cool. Let's
play some music, and we got some calls coming in. So.
Oh, sweet.
Already.
Good evening. It is
Wednesday, March 75th, 2025.
Thursday, July 10th, 2014. This is episode 112.
I can't believe it's July already.
It is.
We're sort of the way through July now.
And we're already expecting another polar vortex.
Yes, you are.
Global warming.
We have calls. God. Let's take callers.
Already?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
214-530-0036. And this is MDev.
No way.
Hello.
It's MDev in an airplane hangar.
No, I'm not in an airplane hangar. I'm in a car.
And apparently playing us on the radio.
Yes.
No.
Playing something on the radio.
He's in a car in an airplane hangar.
No, he's in the back seat of a police cruiser.
Where is one phone call?
Pretty good job, dude, at dialing with the handcuffs behind your back.
Oh, you know, I call in and... I call in to congratulate on Turtle Babies and Jay for coming back. And what? This is the love that I get.
Yes, this is the love you get.
We kid because we love him, Dave.
You know?
No, we don't.
When I was your age, I got no love, and I was thankful.
And he walked up
you're like
hill
6 months
ways.
Older than me.
Oh. No.
It's only Jay and Alvin that are 150.
Thank you for not including me in that.
MDev, if you start...
Oh, you're just a hot cougar. You're something totally different.
If you start...
Oh, God.
If you start singing...
Gotta play.
If you start singing You've Lost That Love and Feeling, MDev, I'm going to hang up on you.
Oh, I hate you, Alan.
Wow.
That's stuck in my head.
Yeah, don't worry. Everyone who's listening to this podcast is now singing it.
So what's going on, MDev?
You know, I'm living a life. I'm working. I'm doing my thing. I'm running 10 days straight of taking my motorcycle to work because it's been gorgeous weather. You know, it's tough to complain.
And yet, you still can.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, there's always something to complain about. I do live in Seattle.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Although, you know, the complaining changes now because, you know, now I can go to the liquor store and buy pot. So I guess that should help us all relax, you know.
Yeah.
Have you had a visitation from Obama yet? Because it seems like, you know.
Well, he doesn't do photos.
Unfortunately, I don't think he actually wants to visit Seattle because we're the wrong kind of liberals out here, you know. We're not the free shit liberals. We're the, you know, just protect our environment and, you know, whatever.
The meat is murder liberals.
We're not. Yeah. We're not drone strike liberals, okay?
drone strike
liberals.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That needs to be a Twitter hashtag.
It does. Drone strike liberals.
Know, George W. Bush wished he killed as many people as Obama did with drones. But, you know, it was a war crime when Bush did it. It's you know, peacekeeping when Obama does it. So
good stuff. So have you stopped by your local dispensary and enjoyed non-prescription narcotics?
Well, the best part is, you know, they just made it so apparently the current price, like, at the legal places is three times the street price.
Oh.
So it's still cheaper to...
That actually is one of what is going to be one of our topics. It falls under the same category as the government not being able to make a profit off a whorehouse. I mean, it's just they've saddled those shops with so many rules and regulations and price fixing and all that kind of stuff that it's cheaper just to buy it on the street.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not only that, the guy on the street has some. Because a lot of the dealers can only buy it from authorized growers, and the authorized growers didn't get their permits until too late for most of them to get a crop in.
Very true.
So,
well, my question is, how effective are price controls on something you can grow in your closet? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I could plant a 22, you know, a 22 ammo tree, I don't care what Cabela's charges for it.
Is it legal to grow it for your own use?
Who the fuck cares? It's my closet.
Yeah, but you don't want them kicking your door down at 2 a.m. and shooting you.
They'll probably do it anyway. I got creepy neighbors. They'll mess up the address. Just, right? I mean,
plug the extension cord for your hydroponic lights into their outlet. Vesta. You're good. And get a Kevlar vest for your dog.
That is a serious question, though. How does the government regulate something that you can just, you buy a seed and you put it in the dirt and you grow it? I mean, it's not like there has to be some process for you to be able to use this. You know, you just grow it and you smoke it. The end. It's not like you need to distill it or, you know, whatever you need to do for alcohol.
Well, I'd say probably the big, I mean, overall, yes, you're right. I mean, especially if you're buying from, you know, Joe the pot dealer instead of the, you know, Buddy, the state run head shop guy.
Right.
Is, I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, the big issue is if you've got, you know, this great big pot plant grow in your closet. Yeah, no, they can definitely bust you for that. But yeah, if you just pick up a dime bag from your local guy and carry that around, how are they going to say that you know, how are they going to prove that it's, that you indeed did not buy it from, you know, Joe the local, the government dispensary instead of Joe the pot dealer?
Probably missing right. Its tax stamp or something.
Yeah, but you can't put a tax stamp on what you're going to smoke.
Well,
you put it on the bag and you could say, oh, no, I put it in my own container.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. And add to that it's still illegal federally.
Yeah, that's the big problem is. Yeah, I would stay away from that shit. I mean,
and if
Massachusetts has it's essentially legal here, and I'm not going to go anywhere near it because, yeah, still the ATF can still kick down my door and shoot my dog. Well, I don't have a dog, but I have a daughter.
And they haven't settled out that whole thing on the, you know, the
4473.
Yeah, the 4473 about using illegal drugs.
Weird. They won't shoot your daughter. They'll just throw flashbangs at her.
Yeah. I missed that one. That was my comedy gold right there that I just totally missed.
Yeah. Sorry. Right. I picked up the spare for you.
Yep. Jay with the assist. Thank you, Jay.
All right, MDev. Thanks for. Oh, MDev's gone. Okay.
He hung up.
We got another call. This is Earl.
Oh.
How you doing?
Hey, Earl.
Hey, Earl.
Harbinger. The werewolf?
No.
I love you, Earl.
It could be.
It is Earl.
Earl Dungy. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Dungy.
I've read your last name for years and years now and never known how to pronounce it. I can, you know, spell it correctly, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Dungy.
There's a half of the family up in New York that pronounces it differently.
Oh,
I don't know what the other bunch of them uses for theirs. So, you know, it's okay. Actually, there's some Dungies out here in Oregon and Washington that we aren't related to, but I know they exist because people run into me all the time and say, "Are you related to?" And I say, "No, I don't think so."
Yeah.
So, how's the shooting community doing where you all are?
No ammo.
No ammo. Well, they have started Camp Perry.
Well, no, I know that. I've been watching them. Those guys are serious shooters. I'm talking
really
about
are.
The ones that want to be serious shooters but don't have any money, don't have any time.
don't have any talent.
The rest of us.
The rest of us, yeah.
Around here, they show up at the range, they hold their gun in their hand, and they yell, bang, bang, bang.
That's how I'm starting to teach the dry practice stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And it really works good with a green laser to show the natural point of aim shift.
Also, if you manage to pick up a box for like $50 for, you know, a box of 59mm Winchester white box, what you can do is you can hold the gun in your right hand and hold the ammo in your left hand and just throw it down range and then call it cold range and go pick it back up and quote unquote.
That's a long throw of 25 meters for something that's only, 40 grains or something. I don't think we'd be better with swing shots. No, we ammo's loosening up a little bit out here. So we're
except for 22.
Bomb ammunition. But apple seeds really are sparse because people have to actually, you know, beg their brothers and sisters and everybody else to go to Walmart when it finally shows up on the shelf and everybody get their two boxes and give it to one person to go to a range or whatever.
Two boxes of what, Earl?
Whatever they can get.
See, when I did an apple seed, I was shooting a 22.
Right.
And I have not seen 22 in the wild in...
I've got a story for you, Brita. Is I stopped by my local shop looking for nipple wrenches and ball grease. Call in topic. Talk about nipple wrenches and ball grease, not in the sense of guns, because it's killing me. they had two bricks of Anguilla 22. For $40 a whack.
Wow. What?
Oh yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah. We've been seeing prices on stuff for a while.
And I looked at it.
Like
too.
A brick that's of 500 or?
Yeah.
500.
Oh, okay.
That's actually not bad, given what I've seen. I mean, compared to what
that
it used to be.
Argentinian shit that smells like that smells like shoe polish. No, thank you.
It's available, which nothing else is.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
there's that.
There's always that. I mean, thankfully, I've always been one of those guys of just every time I stopped by the shop, I'd buy a brick of 22.
Yeah.
Even if I just went in just to see what they had in the used rack and just said, there's nothing here. I'll buy a brick of 22 and move on.
Right.
And thankfully, that paid off because I'm still all set. Though, to be fair, I kind of pucker up. It's shooting 22 is not as fun as it used to be.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those.
God, I hope I don't run out before the supplies come back.
When Obama first got elected, I remember that 380 was so scarce. It was like a myth. You know, people were saying, "Oh my gosh, I saw 380." Oh, you know. So I have a lot of 380. I bought it whenever I could. I just don't understand, Earl. Maybe you have a theory about this, but I just don't understand, like. Why is there no 22? Like, where is it? What is going on?
They are making it like crazy in Idaho. They really are. And it's like 24-hour operation. They're running three shifts, you know, in the plant and everything and just producing it. And as soon as they produce it, and as soon as they pack it to their customers with long-standing orders, they ship it. And it just doesn't seem to be... As soon as it hits the shelves anywhere, someone sees it at the right price, or they're asking for too much, and so they really, you know, they decide they really need it before they buy it. Because I think there was, you know, so it depends on where you are and what store you're working with and things like that. But, you know, it is coming into Washington a little bit, but it's like we say, you know, if you know it's there, you call the guy who wants some and say, hey, they got it on the shelf. Do you want me to buy it? Or are you coming in? You know, that kind of thing.
Right. Huh.
We had a pretty good
offer by CCI, I think it was, that was giving us bulk ammo for youth shooters. And they did it at just, you know, a touch over cost. Really good price. I think I was selling it for $1.35. So, you know, for whatever it was. So I double up and, you know. But anyway, I was selling it. I sold all mine, and now I've got a chance to buy some more next time I run into the guy that's got the stockpile. So we can get it for youth shooters. We can't get it for adults at that price, though.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think the big reason why there's no 22 is because, I mean, the reason why, I mean, for a while, the gun shelves were empty. I mean, I remember going into my shop and there was nothing in the shelves, on the shelves, so much that they were putting, like, you know, they had some sort of Japanese-made cap gun that was, a 1911 pattern and all of that. And I'm just looking at, like, they just had all sorts of weird crap in the shelves just so they weren't empty. And and the reason for that was because a whole bunch of people have suddenly woken up and went, oh, I, you know, actually owning guns is a good idea. And, you know, there are people that are actively hostile to gun ownership. So I should probably get off my butt and buy one. And what does every, you know, new inexperienced shooter need is 22. And so There's a whole bunch of people that bought a bunch of 22 guns, probably a few center fires as well, but the 22 is the good training stuff, and so therefore there's an extremely high demand for it. And so yeah, they're running three shifts, but what are they going to do? It's a bubble. I mean, the gun rush is done. I mean, I went to my shop, when I was at the shop, there were plenty of guns there, but you know, and there was also plenty of all the center fire stuff. But there was no 22. But that bubble's going to pop eventually. Eventually, everyone's going to have all the 22 that they need, and they're going to be like, okay, I don't need to, every time I see a brick of 22, I don't need to buy it, and then it's going to stop.
What's your minimum? What is your basic level of 22 long rifle that you need for you, the shooter, in your house to make you happy?
I need at least two bricks, and I'm actually below that.
No. You got to start thinking 5,000 rounds minimum.
All right.
Otherwise, you know, you don't have enough.
Oh, I mean, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I had, I think, four bricks squirreled away, and a lot of those are gone now. And, definitely agree that, the 5,000 would have been smarter.
I think one of the things happens with a lot of shooters, they have too many calibers. You can talk to Alan about that. But, they have a whole bunch of different calibers, and they want to feed all their calibers so they don't get beyond so many of so many. And when you're shooting center fire, you're talking expensive. Even if you're reloading, you're talking expensive.
That's why I pretty much standardize on, particular.
I went to three calibers. I got rid of my shotgun. I got rid of my 9mm. I got rid of my 30-30s, and so I'm down to 30-06, 45 APC, and 22 long rifle. And the first thing to do is starve me for 22 long rifle. Of course, I've got
a... Yeah, well, you can have my excessive amount of calibers, but you pry it from my cold, dead hands, motherfucker.
I have more calibers than that. I actually have a lot of 9mm because of the machine gun. I have some 40, 45... I got a 10mm somewhere. I don't know where it is. Somebody has it. It's at a gunsmith's, and I don't know where he is.
If you don't know where it is, You need something like that.
But as far as rifle stuff goes, I've got some like family heirloom stuff that I don't really shoot, and I don't really bother to have ammo for that. But I have I've standardized pretty much into 7.62x39 and 223.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
No 308, Alan.
Well, my 308 got stolen, and I never bought another one, and I don't have ammo for it. So,
yeah, fair enough.
And well, honestly,
I got to get ready for a shoot this weekend at the Appleseed, Towns in Washington.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, Earl.
You're welcome.
I enjoy reading your Appleseed stuff, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right.
I was always thinking about I want to do an Appleseed, but I don't have a 22 that I would really like to shoot in an Appleseed. And I've always specifically want that Marlin Appleseed rifle. That's a really, really nice rifle. But then I just realized, you know what? Honestly speaking, I've got more 308 than I have than I have 22. So. And I can get more 308.
I got to tell you, with the number of rounds you shoot at an Appleseed, you really don't want to be shooting 308. It'll you'll hurt.
Yeah. Well, and also the cost of it. But although now with 22 so expensive, I don't know. Maybe it's comparable.
Still cheaper than 308.
Plus,
still cheaper.
Plus not my 308. My FAL feels like someone slapping a pillow on my shoulder. It just lovingly taps me. It's
and launches brass into a different zip code.
Well, that's because I had Wally fix it.
I believe Wally actually turbocharged the extractor.
Yeah, Wally went, okay, let me look. Well, I don't have the schematics for an FAL here, but I do have the schematics for a CZ-52, so I'll tune the ejector that way.
I just put a link in the chat, the one I love from Twitchy.
Shot.
Obama is actually trying to make the claim that he's not interested in a photo op.
Yeah.
He's so okay. Honest.
I when I read that headline, I just literally laughed out loud. I know people type LOL all the time for everything, but I literally laughed out loud at that one. Because, yes. I mean, this is a man who posted a picture of himself on Rosa Parks' birthday. Of himself.
Yes.
And when Nelson Mandela died, he posted a picture of himself. No photo
because when
op?
They celebrated the walking on the moon, he yes. made it about
oh
himself.
Oh my God, he totally did.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he turns he everything into about himself, and now suddenly he's not it interested worked. In the photo op.
Yeah.
When my uncle's cousin's friend was in World War II, storming the beaches of Normandy.
Yeah.
And I love that. I can't find it now, but there was a PJ Media. I think somebody released a picture of Rick Perry and his gang and Obama and his gang sitting on opposite sides of the table. And Obama and his side, they're just yucking it up. Obama's laughing his ass off about something. And Rick Perry and the governor of Texas and the people on his side are absolutely not amused.
No.
At all. The facial expressions tell a big story.
Well, I mean, the reason why he doesn't want to do a border photo op is because there's no golf courses on the border.
Yeah. The little Mexican children with their lice running down their face, really not a good photo op.
Well, plus, if he goes to one of those centers where they're warehousing them, they won't let him in.
Oh God!
Because
here's the thing. They have created this disaster. They've created it, and now they're asking for money to solve this disaster that they've created.
And they're going to solve it by saying, "Okay, poof, you're all magically American citizens.
Right.
Now go on welfare.
Now
or
vote
poof, it's
Democrat.
All Republicans' fault.
Go vote Democrat.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because we saved you, right?"
Reminds me of the mayor's office scene from Ghostbusters. Personally saved millions of registered voters.
Oh.
and yes, this man has no dick.
That's what I heard.
Oh, it's a good show when you can quote Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It is an infinitely quotable movie.
The one movie they haven't seen fit to shit all over with a remake yet.
Yeah, give them a chance.
Yeah, now that Harold Ramis is dead.
Yeah, I made the mistake of watching the Total Recall reboot.
Oh, you're the guy. You're the one that watched it.
I saw it too.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It was worse than horrible.
The original's pretty darn good. I mean, actually, the interesting thing is one of the podcasts I listened to, they were talking about the Judge Dredd reboot with Carl Urban, and they said, see, this is the type of movie we need to be remaking, a movie that's got like good source material and a good story, but the movie that they made of it sucked. And so then when you remake it, you can actually, you know, make a good movie because
Starship Troopers.
Well, actually, the Judge Dredd remake was way better than the first one.
The Judge Dredd remake was awesome. I really enjoyed it. And I also like the Starship Troopers movie. I haven't read the book.
Ugh.
Yeah. I did the same thing weird. I saw the movie and I was like, okay, that was, you know, wasn't bad.
I know it has absolutely no resemblance to the book whatsoever, but again, just like Total Recall, both are Paul Verhoeven, and Paul Verhoeven is an incredible director and does some really good snark.
Starship Troopers, the book and the movie were about as closely related as World War Z, the book and the movie. There was a character or two that was named the same, and that was about it. And Starship Troopers was about space, and World War Z was about zombies. And that's about as similar as they got to their respective books.
Yep.
Pretty much.
But again, I can't blame it. I remember somebody asking Max...
Brooks.
yeah,
Mel Brooks' son.
Yeah, Max Brooks about that, and he was like, "Oh no! See, the all I wanted to do with it was make the radio drama. The radio drama is the alternate media version of that book that I wanted to make. After that, I was all set. If they want to give me money, I'll sell it to them, and I don't care. So good on him for that.
He just wanted a dump truck full of money.
Yeah, exactly. And given that he's, you know, Mel Brooks' son, he's probably pretty poor. He's probably driving a beat to shit Honda Civic. And,
well, there's no residuals because they can't remake any of Mel Brooks' movies.
This is true.
Imagine trying to remake Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, couldn't be done. Impossible. In fact, I'm surprised they could even release the DVD now. I'm surprised it hasn't been banned in, you know, all 50 states.
Even better, can you imagine remaking Silent Movie?
When we have to bleep out the name of the Washington fucking Redskins because
I thought they were potatoes. Not potatoes?
The Spuds. Go Spuds! Woohoo!
I love Redskins. No, you roast them and you mash them up with a little garlic and butter.
Now Breed is making me hungry.
My dad's a huge fan of the Peanuts.
What?
Redskin Peanuts.
Yeah, those are good too. From Georgia. Those are from Georgia.
We have started our own lobby to remove the offensive word from the team and just call them the Redskins.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, speaking of teams, we got to play guess that party with Ray Nagin this week.
Yeah.
The Democrat.
Was there really any guessing involved?
Well, Ray Chocolate City Nagin.
You know, yeah. There really isn't guessing because it's defined by its absence. I mean, if it's a Republican, they tell you right up front in the first place.
Also, at the same time, maybe I'm missing somebody when I'm thinking about it. But when you get a politician that's being brought up on federal corruption charges,
yep, there's usually.
Yep.
It's like, okay, there was Nixon, and
today Nixon probably would have been a Democrat.
That is true.
So anyway,
enemies list, sicking the IRS on his enemies. Yeah, he would be a Democrat.
Yeah.
Drone strikes. Don't forget the Nixon drone strikes.
Nixon drone.
Hashtag Nixon drone strikes.
So Ray Nagin is apparently, you know, he's for years and you know, he's been like taking bribes and taking, you know, all this money and all this kind of stuff. And I mean, it's particularly egregious on his in his case. I mean, it was blatant and it was a lot of money, and he was doing the whole pay to play thing and taking, you know, some kind of, like, he had like a granite for a countertop business. I don't know. Anyway, so the minimum, they said the minimum sentence was supposed to be like 20 years.
Yeah, he was looking at up to, I think, 75 years. Yeah. Whatever he was looking at was definitely a life sentence because.
But the minimum was supposed to be like 20 years, and he gets what, 10, 12,
10.
And then they go, oh well, that was just those sentences. Those are just guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they became the, you know, the.
Is he going to have his own special little wing of the prison, because this might not go so well for him?
You think?
I kind of wonder if he's going to be taking a lot of 100 level cock in the butt classes.
Well,
I don't think Ray Nagin is going to go to, you know, like Sing Sing here. I suspect this is going to be of the country club variety, as in the there aren't enough ice cubes in my martini.
Yeah.
All hey, man, like, even white collar criminals need a little consort.
That's what interns are for.
Or if he does go to regular prison, they'll probably just put him in, you know, solitary for a very long time, you know.
And by a very long time, we mean 5 years when he gets released for good behavior.
Exactly. Yeah. He is not going to spend the whole 10 years in prison. He won't.
Nope. Absolutely not.
Oh, no, of course not.
5 years at an absolute max. I'm thinking like three.
Not only that, but he was ordered to pay restitution to the tune of something like $80,000+. And which is funny because he took in a lot more than that.
Yeah, $80,000 is like
nothing.
Nothing to him.
Yeah.
But to be fair, given the Democrat, probably most of that money went up his nose.
Well, that's true.
Speaking of money going up your nose and sitting in prison.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to tell it, Rita?
Okay. Today I found out that the guy who rear-ended me like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, three and a half. I think three and a half. Well, whatever it is. He's now in prison for dealing heroin.
That's not up your nose, Alan.
What? You can snort heroin.
Absolutely.
Nowadays, Alan, I mean, Jay, you got the good stuff. They got to compete with OxyContin.
So he's like going the big house.
And this was a grand jury indictment too. This was not. This is major felony here. This is not slap on the wrist. You know, plea bargain it down.
Rita, next time somebody complains to you about the price of copies, reach into your wallet and pull like a 20 and say, you know what, I will cover this and you can keep the change. But judging by the fact that you're at my library, I bet you've got a relative in prison. If you've got this prison,
Rita, we got to take up a collection to buy you a couple of cartons of cigarettes to just bring down.
That's right. And if you know what, this money is yours if you can get them to either, you know, put a cock in his butt or a sharpened toothbrush in his mouth.
No, just a cock in his butt for the entire sentence.
Or a cock in his liver.
Wear him like a hat.
Oh, God. Well, you know, this is why I like you guys so much. You get me.
And Brita, come on. Be fair. The people that are complaining about the copies, you know they've got a cousin that's in the joint.
Oh, yes. Yes. I've had people come in and need help on the computers, and they have like the tattooed tear marks near their eyes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like the convict who's too pretty to go to jail.
Yeah.
I actually haven't seen that dude's picture.
That would be a good business, you know. I mean, jailhouse, you know, get. You know, oh shit, I'm going to jail. Fuck. Okay, quick. Do some tattoos. Do some tear tattoos on my face.
Yeah, do the tear tattoos near my eyes and the spider web on my elbow. Right. Yeah. And, make me look like a con.
Right. So they
Why people let their children go to the library unsupervised, I have no idea.
If they only knew. Forget, you know, it's funny because, you know, they got these sex offender registers all over the place, right?
Oh, my God.
You got a register. And who is coming to the library?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good times. So, yeah, so Brita, I definitely think that you should have a small investment fund set aside for, you know, just the just the price of a couple of boxes of 380. You can make sure that this guy is going to be attempted to be ass pregnant.
You need a jar on your desk that says the Timothy Snow Pillow Biting Fund.
Remember if you knock his teeth out, he can't bite you.
And oh,
he gets head better.
And that call-in number, 214-530-0036. If you have a relative in prison, call us.
Brita.
The call-in number is 867-5309.
Let me just think about this to add as you're sliding the money across the counter and giving them free copies.
Yeah.
Nipple wrenches.
Yes, and ball grease.
And balls. Well, no, you don't want to grease the balls because that.
Well,
that
I don't know what goes on in prison. I have no idea.
Yeah, no. Ball grease is amongst consenting adults. We definitely want the non-consenting variety. We want the no, please don't, not again.
But nipple wrenches.
Nipple wrenches.
Can we discuss the nipple wrenches? Because I have heard this term tossed around specifically. Nancy Randall has talked about nipple wrenches, and I'm not the whole, I'm not into doing my own gun modifications, and I'm not sure what's going on with the nipple wrenches.
So here it
goes. Could you?
So yeah. First up, black powder.
I would really like Nancy to call in and talk about the nipple wrenches. You know, that'd be good.
I don't think she's listening. Yeah, she is listening.
No, she's on. She is. Yes.
Nancy, call in. 214-5000.
Nancy, you should call in.
I will sit back. I am well versed in nipple wrenches, and I need to sit down and actually buy
First
one.
First of all, what is the nipple?
So essentially, when you're dealing with a percussion action, it's essentially like a loaded centerfire bullet. So you've got the brass would be the gun itself. So then you've got the powder, and you've got the bullet. All that stuff's pretty easy. And then you've got the primer. And the primer is just simply known as a percussion cap because it's separate. And the percussion cap needs to be set upon something where it can shoot its spark into it. Instead of the little flash hole at the bottom of your cartridge, you put it on a nipple.
Okay.
And the nipples are consumable parts, and so you have to remove them to clean them and or replace them.
And do they look like nipples?
They sure do.
Okay. Go on.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on your definition of nipples. I mean, they don't look like dead sexy nipples. They definitely look like some nipples that have experienced some rough drain.
He means before they're fired.
Okay.
Let's just say I saw a dude mowing his lawn the other day, shirtless, and he had some rings through his, and he looks like he's had them for a very, very long time, and they definitely assist gravity a lot.
Were they at 6 o'clock?
Oh, they were like 6:30.
I just put a picture of a nipple ridge.
You're bringing this gun to the logger shoot, right?
Yes, if I can make it.
If you can make it.
I got to make sure that the wife is okay with the baby.
Bring the baby!
Well,
no. Well, duct tape.
I'm not going to make her deaf. Little baby ears are different than grown-up ears. You can't even put them in the sun, evidently.
Oh.
You can't put baby ears in the sun?
You can't put baby skin in the sun. They're like vampires.
Yeah,
or something.
They turn into like
they'll evaporate.
And you can't leave the car either.
Oh, I put them in the car.
I put some pictures in the chat of various
nipples.
Nipple things.
Yeah. Look up the. I've got a Walker Colt replica.
Oh,
good Lord, Alan! What was that?
Yeah, Tiny Morale is your friend, Alan.
That didn't work out well.
But yes, but anyone look up Walker Colt nipple wrench, and it definitely is the more sexy of the nipple wrenches. So yeah, Brita, nipple wrenches.
Okay.
But
I'm
also,
just wondering why they couldn't come up with a new word for that.
Why would they want to come up with a new word?
I don't know.
Come on. Why do you think, okay, we have nipple wrenches for the same reason we have joysticks and cockpits. I mean,
what?
This is.
What?
Things get named for a reason because it's fun. And you can sit there.
Go back to cockpit. Because I get joystick.
That'd be the place where the drunks sit in the front of the plane.
I thought he said cock ring. Oh.
No. Cockpit.
Well, I mean, my mind is.
Cock ring is pretty self-explanatory. I'm just saying. I mean, they don't call it a finger ring, but cock ring, nipple ring. It's
not the same thing.
Nipple ring and a cock ring?
Not the same thing.
No, they're not the same thing. Because I don't think you can get an electric nipple ring.
I bet you can.
Yeah, actually, as a matter of fact, yeah. I'm sure you can. Everybody clear your cookies. Oh, goodness. But yeah, but no, I've been talking enough about this this revolver of mine that, I want to only talk about nipple wrenches and ball grease, not in the gun-related instance.
Now, you went with the Walker Colt.
Yes.
Why?
Because that was the one that the dude sold me.
Oh, why not? Because I actually had a Walker Colt for a while, and I didn't really like it because it wasn't that strong. I actually prefer the Army with the top strap on it.
Yeah.
It's just a stronger frame.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm going to shoot the hell out of this thing. I just wanted a big goddamn cap and ball revolver. So I wanted either a Walker Colt or a Colt Dragoon. Because those are the gigantic ones. And, yeah, it turned out this dude sold it to me as a Colt Dragoon. And I even put it up on my blog as the, here's my new Colt Dragoon. And a bunch of people went, yeah, that's a Walker. And I was wondering about that. So, yeah. So no, that was just the one I bought it. I got it used for somebody. I got a screaming good deal for it. So it's not like I wanted to pay. I mean, they're like $600 brand new. Yeah, I didn't want to spend that much for a gun that I'm probably going to shoot 3 or 4 times a year, maybe.
Well, the other thing, fun thing you can do is if you are at all handy, you can get the kit versions of these things and kind of like build them yourself.
Yeah, I'm not that handy. I just wanted a gun to shoot. The handy thing I'm going to do is next 4th of July, I am definitely going to load this thing up with blank charges and shoot a gun in my backyard.
Cool.
While I have the selective enforcement qualified immunity.
Yeah.
Cuz fireworks are illegal in Massachusetts, but you know what? On the 4th of July and January 1st and all those other fireworks holidays, the cops don't really care.
Now here's the thing. We recently had July 4th, and it was I'm outside the city limits now, apparently, which was fine because they're selling fireworks down the block from me, and it literally sounded like I don't know, Fallujah or something. I mean, it was like pop 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 all over the place. So you know how fireworks have like a random quality to them, right? There's not the timing of them. There's not any kind of like. You know how they are. It's just like pop, pop, pop. It's like popcorn popping in the bag, right? Anyway, okay. So I'm sitting here at night, and all of a sudden it's like, I don't know, 11:30 or something, and I hear boom, 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 yeah. Boom, boom, quit. And I'm like, somebody's shooting a gun.
Yeah, it happened.
I mean, because it's like regular, like.
Holding the trigger.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, yeah. It happened here too. I said to Mike, I was like, that really sounds like a gunshot. It was the regularity of it. It wasn't like there wasn't any difference in sound. It was the, trigger pulling kind of rhythm.
To be fair, fireworks are black powder and
well, sure.
I mean, I could definitely tell the difference between smokeless and black powder when it goes off. So I don't know.
Well,
anyway, happy 4th of July.
I will promise to add a random nature to my six rounds of celebration.
Oh, also get an anvil.
What?
I can't do an anvil shoot in my town.
Why not?
My yard is like an eighth of an acre.
On 4th of July, you probably can.
No, I can't.
You have no yard left.
That's right. I'm going to land it onto the major street that's behind my house.
Okay. Or the pond and you'd sink your duck.
Yeah, no. I'm worried about the kids shooting bottle rockets through it. The duck will be deflated and put in my garage for any fireworks holidays.
Oh, please. That duck would be a target.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm not going
to all year round.
Well, yeah, but fireworks are illegal all year round.
Can you buy Estes model rocket engines?
That I don't know. I have not looked that up.
Because you can make your own dang model rockets.
But I'm pretty sure you can get in trouble for shooting those off.
Doubtful. We shot them off at the Cub Scouts.
There you go.
Any hobby shop will have them. You only have to be 18.
And Jay is definitely that.
Get you a rocket engine and a stick. Tape it to the stick, and No.
Put a rocket together and fill it with black powder.
I've actually done that.
I will not admit to having done that.
you take a large pistol primer, put it in the nose, drill out the nose for it to hold the primer, and put a nail thing, sticking through it. So when you whittle out the ejection charge out of the Estes rocket engine,
yep,
and it, you've created a ballistic missile. It goes up, comes back down, nose
the
first.
The NSA is totally listening to our
and then back down, nose first, and when it hits the nail, hits the primer, and boom.
And then add in the tie it to the leg of a lizard.
Now you're
tie it to the leg. Yeah.
Now you're talking law
this
dog.
Is, this
here.
Is Allen in Texas. It's a lizard.
Lizard. That's right. It's a
lizard.
Lizard.
Allen, what
you're
what,
teaching
what,
people about explosions.
Yeah, Allen, what species of animal are horny toads
so
part of?
On a list.
Horny toads are lizards, I believe.
Okay, so he doesn't say
of
lizard.
Of course they are. They shoot blood out of their eyes.
Yeah, they're
weird. Yeah, they need pets.
Horny toads are weird animals.
They're so cute.
They're so weird.
They're so cute. I love
Texas,
them.
Texas has a lot of weird animals in it.
Yeah. You got them weird armadillos.
Yep, we got the armadillos.
Armadillos.
Do the Mexicans call them armadillos?
I don't know. They call them something else. They're the Spanish word for armadillo is something else.
It's something else?
Yeah, it's not armadillo.
Why?
So why does it got a weird Spanish name
I
that looks like armadillo?
I don't know.
Armadillo.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't speak.
They're called chimichangas.
The extent of my Spanish is like, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? I don't
know. Armadillo in Spanish is armadillo.
Oh, okay.
It's right. El armadillo.
Armadillo.
El
armadillo. El armadillo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Alan, you got so okay, Alan, you got to do some homework before next week's show.
Why?
You got to stop by Home Depot.
List of words.
You got to stop by Home Depot. Bring your pickup truck. Drive your pickup truck to Home Depot. Sing them in, and then hold up two or three fingers, your choice for your sample size, and then hold up a picture or hold up your iPhone with a picture of an armadillo on it, and say "Donde est."
Me gusta el armadillo.
Armadillo, yeah. I bet you it is.
Yeah, and see what they say, and then call ICE.
You have to record it.
Yeah, and then deport them.
That's right. Well, no, they won't deport. But just call it and record the conversation, and then we'll have something to talk about next week. It's a slow news week. See, this is a great idea. As a matter of fact, this is my best idea. That and dropping my baby into a wading pool. That was a good idea.
El armadillo.
There you go.
Alan, do it again.
El armadillo.
There you go.
El armadillo.
Oh, so sexy. Can you have him call me?
No.
I want to have him say other stuff.
Ricardo Montalban? Say it again.
Oh, God. It's the...
Play it again.
Alan Sigh.
El armadillo.
Oh.
Fine Corinthian leather.
Yeah, yeah. Chrysler Cordoba. Oh. Alan, did you ever have a Chrysler Cordoba?
No.
Did you ever have a Chrysler?
El armadillo.
I did not.
Did you ever have a Chrysler El Armadillo?
That'd be a good name for a car.
Yeah,
oh
dear
gosh.
Chrysler. El Armadillo. It needs to be a crossover.
I'll bet Alan had a Ranchero.
Cuero de Corinto.
What did he say?
Cuero de Corinto.
What?
Apparently that's Spanish for Corinthian leather.
Oh.
Cuero de Corinto.
See? Score Report's educational.
That's right. We're like Dora the freaking Explorer here.
My daughter will never watch that show.
Yeah, you say that now.
Yeah,
yeah. Vector videotaped me saying that, I think, so he can mock me later on. But
yes,
because
she will.
Yeah.
You will watch all kinds of shit. You swear up and down. Never, never, never. Yeah, no.
Nope.
doesn't work that way.
But there's so much good stuff.
There is. Armadillo.
I'm going to save that as like a thing or something.
It's going to be your new ringtone for me.
Save it as a thing. That is very specific, Alan, and I think that is absolutely appropriate use for that sound effect.
El Armadillo.
Save it as a thing. Everybody, that is definitely a thing. If I've ever seen a thing, that is a thing right there.
Yeah, we know you looking for things with your nipple wrenches.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Next week, are we going to discuss the ball grease and its purposes?
I'm using Crisco.
Oh.
Actually, you don't grease the ball. You put it, once you put the... You put the powder in, you put the bullet in.
I'm sorry.
And then you put the grease in, and that keeps...
It prevents chain fire.
Right.
It doesn't degrease the ball, though.
No.
It greases the ball as it goes down the rifle.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so it's greasing the fucking ball!
Whoa. Weird. You need to use bacon fat. That way it smells like breakfast when you shoot somebody.
Yeah, because Crisco's not really grease.
Yeah, yes, but I'm French Canadian.
Not like that.
He puts it on his French fries.
What like, grease do you use, Alan?
It's like homogenized vegetable oil or something. I mean, it's not.
Yes, it is. What grease do you use?
How do you grease your balls?
Alan, yes, please tell us. It's fancy.
When I used to have one, I used some kind of black powder grease crap I bought at the store.
You use boar butter because you're fancy. And I'm using Crisco because I'm French Canadian and cheap. And also, let's face it, putting Crisco on it. Come on, showing up at the range with Crisco, and actually, I'm going to write in Sharpie on the Crisco thing for black powder use only, which is even funnier. Come on, man, that's comedy gold. How could you not do that? And it works just fine.
Do you use the butter Crisco or the regular Crisco?
It's just regular Crisco, okay. Whatever was cheapest. I actually wanted to get, like, generic Crisco, but unfortunately the generic stuff came in, like, the 5-gallon tub, and I am not going to use that much grease.
Rita?
Oh, I found a sound effect for weird.
I think you need to bring some grease down to the local jail. Just saying.
I will bring... I'll even get butter-flavored. Because I'm nice like that. I'll bring the butter-flavored.
That is very, very good when someone's tossing your salad.
See,
right,
there
Timothy
you go.
B. Snow, right on the... Get the big tub, too.
Epic fail.
Hey. Okay.
Alan, play the squeaky one again.
Oh, okay. I knew you'd like that.
It sounds like all the toys that I use to distract my daughter when she realizes there's badness. Whoa. I don't know if I like that.
Alan,
play the drop.
Whip it good.
Play the drop for Brita.
The drop
what?
For Brita.
Brita.
No. No.
Oh, no. The official Brita ringtone.
You're a very, very, very pretty lady.
Thank you.
No. Yes. Oh, goodness gracious. No, Brita shaves
her legs. Wait, no, that's like a Wookiee sound.
Yeah.
Alan?
Oh, you want the... Oh, okay, here. You want this one. Where is it? Oh.
Well, it wouldn't be a show without it. Oh my god. Brita, kitty got claws.
Yeah.
And it is true. Brita has quite the temper.
I have been completely patient with you.
But that's because I'm adorable.
Well, that's true. Have that in your favor.
How could you stay mad at this?
It's the beard.
It is. It is.
Oh.
Oh, what? No, the bobcat's definitely much better for the cougary. Ooh, Bobby. Come here, sheep. I got something to show you.
Oh, my God. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, it's that time.
You're playing sheep noises. I'm going to bed.
We're done.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, Internet.